So this building behind us right here, this is the Amsterdam News, and this was one of the very first African-American newspapers and the longest running African-American newspaper in the United States. And it started up in 1909. And ran a number of columns from a lot of the writers that we've been talking about, a lot of the civil rights leaders we've been talking about, folks like, you know, like Langston Hughes, like Malcolm X. Actually, this was one of the first newspapers to ever publish Malcolm X, and also Adam Clayton Powell Jr. Had a column that ran through here.
Ann Petrie.
One of my personal favorite stories about the Amsterdam News, though, actually has to do not with a writer necessarily, but with the criminal underworld of Harlem, which is endlessly fascinating to me.
Those are always the fun stories.
During the Harlem Renaissance, I think you guys all know that Prohibition was in effect, so there was lots of bootleggers, lots of crime rampant in the city, especially lots of organized crime and mob activities. And in Harlem, from that particular sort of atmosphere, there rose the most fantastic female mobster by the name of Stephanie St. Clair. Stephanie St. Clair ran what were called numbers rackets. Basically, in this time period, if you were black, no bank was going to take your money and help you invest it. So instead, you had to resort to less than legal means if you wanted to invest and expand your money in any way. Numbers rackets were usually some combination of actual investing and gambling and then some sort of a lottery system. And it took quite a lot of smarts. It took quite a lot of smarts to do this, and it also took more than a little corruption, and Stephanie St. Clair had plenty of both, and honestly most stockbrokers today have plenty of both, so I think we're all doing okay. Now, as the Depression came into effect and Harlem started to kind of go under a bit, and a lot of businesses in New York City started to go under, the white mobsters that were further south in New York, they started trying to encroach upon Harlem territory. Because their businesses were hurt as well, and they figured they might be able to get more money if they took over Harlem. And Stephanie St. Clair basically declared all-out war on them, constantly calling the cops on any businesses that she saw spring up, having her underlings go and torch small businesses that she knew happened to be working with these guys. The big names here would be, there's a mobster called Dutch Schultz and another one called Lucky Luciano. They even tried to, they attempted to kill her three times. They put a hit on her three times, and every single time it failed. And then what she would do anytime this occurred or anytime they tried to do anything and she managed to foil their plots, she would take an ad out in the Amsterdam News, and in the ad she would be dressed to the nines, fur, pearls, the whole getup, and then there would usually be some caption underneath, things like, "I'm not afraid of Dutch Schultz or any man living. No one can touch me." And she would constantly run ads all the time in the Amsterdam News bragging about how awesome she was. See, she ran numbers rackets, and she was a mobster, but she liked funneling the money straight back into Harlem, and she actually was a major civil rights leader to boot. My personal favorite thing that she did was eventually Dutch Schultz, the great mobster, ended up dying from another altercation that involved him getting shot. That seems to be the way mobsters usually go. And on his deathbed, Stephanie St. Clair sent him a telegram saying, so ye shall sow, so shall ye reap. Signed, Madam Queen of Confidence. Stone cold. Eventually she did get out of the numbers racket altogether. She actually did serve some jail time when she shot her rotten husband. And when she came out, she stopped the mobster dealings altogether. She'd made plenty of money at that point. And she just she then devoted herself to still taking out ads in the Amsterdam News all the time, but instead they were straight civil rights political ads rather than taunting various mobsters in the city. But yeah, for all that and more, Stephanie St. Clair is my personal hero.
Fantastic.